Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm actually appalled on behalf of all of America to watch what happens in this country right in front of our faces, and it doesn't seem like people really care. And in fact, if it's true, if people are really as stupid as they appear to be, I'm blown away at how they can watch this stuff happen, this stuff happening with Trump, and not be just screaming from the top of their lungs. How could you do this? As I said, I don't care who this is happening to. I would be outraged. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to, folks, Kevin Jackson Network. And what really bothers me is when it's a person who calls himself a conservative or a Republican. When you watch what's happening to Donald Trump, I don't care whether you like him or not, and you can't find some form of humanity for it, I question you. Seriously. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a buzz. We had some technical difficulties last week in the St. Louis area. I don't know what happened. I think they get the show off the FTP because it's a taped show there. And there was some issues, so I apologize for that. I apologize for all the technical issues. I wish we ran things a little more tight here, but you know, we've got a crew that is, quite frankly, underpaid. We're understaffed. We put stuff together that I think is miraculous given the amount of people that have to work on this stuff and the amount of time and the coordination between the events and things that I have going on. It's absolutely flabbergasting. So, but I do apologize when we do screw up from time to time. But I'm also going to tell you that, you know, that's it. You're not going to get much more out of me. I apologize because I don't want you wasting your time. I certainly don't want to waste mine. And I think I apologize mostly because I think that it's our responsibility to get as much information out there for you guys to at least interpret on your own. As I said, I'm a primer. I'm not here to tell you what to think or to make you. I mean, I'm going to give you my opinions, and my opinions are my opinions. But yours are just as valid. Even if your opinion differs from mine, it's just as valid. Now, it doesn't mean you're right. Generally speaking, I'm going to be right in my opinion, but I'm okay if your opinion differs. As long as you have a rational reason for or perspective or some sort of idea of how you came to that opinion, fine. That's what debate is about. That's the beauty of it. But when I talk to you about some of these things that are obvious, they are obvious. There's not much wiggle room at all. If you are happy that Trump's being targeted, I listened to Asa Hutchinson, a former Republican of Arkansas. I've met him multiple times. He hates Trump. And he doesn't care what's going on. He hopes Trump goes down no matter what. Now, you replace Trump with somebody that he doesn't dislike, and he would fight tooth and nail for the rights that are, for the, you know, the indignities that are currently happening to Trump. But because he hates Trump, and I say to myself, that's a hypocrite. I would never support somebody that feels that way. See, let me tell you something. It's kind of like you're at war, and there's a soldier on the other side who's been mangled and all that. And I already know there's some people that say, Kevin, I would just put a bullet in his head and walk right on. I get it. But there's also a part of your humanity that says, there but by the grace of God go I, and I would want someone to help me in a situation. I'll put it a different way, because this is probably works out better. You're in a foreign country and you're fighting. And, you know, you're going through a town and there are people that sympathize with your, because this is what happened with America. I don't think we sent soldiers. We tend not to send soldiers, military men and women to war without the right reason, for the right reasons, without having the right reasons. I want to be clear. So when we went to France, let's say, and, well, that's a bad example because we were trying to free the French. But let's say Germany. We're fighting Germany. during the time of Hitler. There were people who disagreed with Hitler. So you get there, and you're having to hide out from the Germans. There were families that were willing to hide you from the Germans. Even though you were an American, you were fighting against their country. They were willing to hide you. Why? Because they didn't believe in the cause. They said it wasn't a righteous cause. If it is for righteousness, I'm going to do the right thing. And that's what this is all about. This is about righteousness. And for the naysayers, for all the people that are going against Trump right now, from Nikki Haley to Tim Scott to Vivek Ramaswamy, all of them, Mike Pence, the biggest traitor in traitor to the Republican cause and the conservative cause of anybody. I absolutely detest these people because they know what's going on here. DeSantis, too, let's throw him in the mix. If you're running against Trump right now, you are not for this cause. You are part of the problem. And I'm not telling you that Trump, for the legitimate reason, if you wanted to run against Trump, I accept it. But when you're running against him, and he supported you, he elevated your career, and all he asked you for was do the right thing, and you have the opportunity to do the right thing, and you've done what these turncoat suckers have done? Unforgivable. I would be fighting tooth and nail for Barack Obama right now. I'd be fighting for Joe Biden. If it were a righteous cause, I'd fight for him. But you know what I won't? What I will also do? I will fight against him in a non-righteous cause. And that's where we are. We have a country that is dominated by forces unseen, people unelected who control everything that we're being seen, that's being seen and said. We don't have any choice in this matter. We've been fooled into believing it. And if you want to live in your little microcosm, your little 15-minute city world, with I just came from a bunch of them because that's what, one of the reasons why we went to Europe. Was to document this stuff, to show people, yeah, if you want to live in these beautiful areas where there were parts of Switzerland where I didn't even want to drive 20 miles an hour. I wanted to drive 10 because you couldn't take it all in. It was gorgeous. But you know who lives there? A bunch of rich white elitists, the Bilderberg type people. That, yeah, I had no problem driving in. I could see why people got up and biked and ran. Hey, I tell you what, try that in Detroit. Try that in Baltimore. Try it elsewhere. These people live in a cocoon, and they think that this is the way the world needs to work. The Klaus Schwabs of the world. Don't get me started, folks. All I'm telling you is, when you consider the hatchet job on Trump, and he still dominates, it's pretty impressive.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Texas Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hey, folks out there. Kevin Jackson here. We have lots going on. If you happen to live in Arizona, we've launched the Ideal Tour. Ideal stands for Identify, Develop, Educate, Activate, and Legislate. And we are partnered with Arizona Free Enterprise in order to do this tour. And what we're going to do is exactly that. We're going to talk about the 15-minute cities and what's going on, how that legislation will impact you and how it's being sneaked into everything that you do. And the way they do it through the language and things like that is so tricky. It's interesting to watch on that level. And I'm going to balance that with how race and all these other things play into how this stuff gets done. So it's going to be a funny little tour of sorts that is highly educational and how things get done. And by the way, it's not just for WEF or World Economic Forum and how they're doing 15-minute cities. We'll do the 2023 Ideal Tour. Then we're going to do the 2024 Ideal Tour. And then we're going to end these tours with a big forum that explains all of the things that we will work on for that year. So it'll be an annual thing, and I'm excited to be part of that with AZ Free. Also, if you happen to live in Arizona, we are going to be doing the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. We have two dates in Arizona, November the 8th and the 9th. Both shows will easily sell out. If you want to get VIP tickets, you should do it right now, or any tickets at topcomedyshow.com. If you're interested in having the show appear elsewhere, let us know. And, we would need to work with a Patriot group where we know we can fill a venue. Typically, the thing that gets us there is the cost of the venue. So if you can find us a relatively cheap venue, or if you can say, Kevin, we've got a great venue, we've got a green room, we can set up a stage, and we'd love to get you guys there. We'd love to talk to you about it, because we're going to start filling lots of dates. Luckily, these two shows, as I said, will easily sell out. And we'll go from there. We're also going to be hosting these master's sessions, is what we call them. And I intentionally use the word master's because I know leftists hate that word so much. But these master's sessions, and we featured Heather McDonald on one of them. But these are going to be thinkers, Victor Davis Hanson, Heather McDonald, Dennis Prager, others. And these are also people who will be at our summit. Some of them will be at our summit, which is October, I believe, the 5th and the 6th in the Phoenix, Arizona area. And that is going to be on a feature on wokeism and how wokeism is involved in every segment of American society, including what's coming in wokeism, which is artificial intelligence. So you're not going to want to miss any of these things. And the master sessions will appear at arcinaction.com, which is I'm not going to go into detail there. You'll see what it's all about. But what I want you to understand is we've got some really interesting and cool things coming up. And our philanthropic efforts are second to none. We just sent 4 at-risk kids to Hillsdale to check out the school. I believe Hillsdale's taking 2 of them to their locations in Europe so they can go see Europe. It's just an amazing thing what these people are doing. And they ask us to help find these at-risk kids. And so far, we've sent 6 to Hillsdale. So I love our success rate. And if you want to help out with that, you can go to seekingeducationalexcellence.org. And your donations there are tax deductible. And I want to thank the folks out there. Albert, for example, who's been one of my big donors. Albert donates every month to my nonprofit, and there are others that do as well. And then there are those that just support the work that we do and give us recurring donations of $5 or $10. I'm not trying to make a distinction, but I appreciate those people more, because there are people, Kevin, I don't want to do that on my credit card, because I get it. There are people that rip you off, that you get in some infinite loop of donations and they don't want to let you out. You can get out of ours anytime you want. Send me a note. I'm not going to keep your money. But if there is something that you can and want to help, this is it. Maybe there's some of you listen to the radio show and you say, you know what? I know Kev and his team, they do a lot of stuff. I'm going to give you $10 a month for the radio show. Thank you. Thank you for that. At one point, we were going to, and we still haven't decided whether we'll do it or not, we were going to pull it behind the firewall. This year, I thought I was going to pull it behind the firewall, meaning in order to get the show, you'd have to pay. And it didn't matter to me. I could have 50,000 listeners, but if I had 1,000 that were willing to pay us $5 a month, that's more than we get through, because I don't advertise. I'm not trying to. I didn't want to deal with sponsors, and some sponsors would, oh, well, we didn't like what you said, so they took it off. So I said, you know what? I'm not going to go through the aggravation of depending upon 10 or 20 grand a month, and then suddenly somebody goes, oh, I don't like what you said, so I'm going to take my money. I know it sounds crazy, but I'd rather not have that aggravation. So I prefer the Patriots sponsor us. And my buddies that I went to college with, the Socorro Boys, they bucked up. There's been many of you that have said, Kevin, I'm going to give you a couple bucks a month every month. And you know what? Thank you from the bottom of my heart, because I can't do this by myself. I'm not rich. I could be. If I wasn't doing this, I could be rich. I could be a sellout rich as one of the richest black dudes on the planet, richer than Byron Allen, who's a black guy that bought the Weather Channel, used to be a stand-up comic. I could be another version of Byron Allen or Van Jones or whatever, making millions easily. I'm not, when I tell you this stuff, folks, I'm not even exaggerating. I could go make money on the other side so easy it would make your head spin. But I'm never going to do it. And you know what? If I got to eat cup ramen, not the flavored one, for the rest of my life because I'm not going to sell out, then so be it. That's just the way it is. But I won't. I can't continue to sacrifice it to the level that I do because it just is, it's untenable when I know that I can have a basic living, you know, doing something else. So I rely on you. And I don't say it like, oh, hope you're, like I'm standing out a corner with a sign, because I don't have to do that. But if you want me to do this, I'm relying on you. And at 5, 10, 20 bucks a month that people do, some do more, thank you. Because it matters. And it matters because we're doing the right thing. Exactly why I talked earlier. Who are these people going after Donald Trump? A hatchet job done on a man. And all because he dare want to actually represent the people. I want to say this to you. You are influencers. You may not know it, but I'm going to tell you how you do it. You're influencers. And here are the three things you need to be an influencer. One, you must be armed with the truth. Two, you got to keep it simple. Don't complicate the truth. The truth is the truth. Stand firm. Men are men. Women are women. Transsexual men are not women. Transsexual women are not men. I'm just giving you an example of one. Protecting your border is a good thing. The same as you would protect your family. Same as you protect your home. Fences make good neighbors, as the saying goes. So you have to be able to synthesize your truth into something that's meaningful. I don't have to explain my truth. It's easy to me. And the third thing is stick to your guns. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA USA News Update. The FDA has approved a vaccine that is given to pregnant women in order to protect newborn babies from RSV. President Biden says the people of Maui will have everything they need to recover after the deadly wildfires. Officials say 850 people are still missing as search and rescue efforts continue. 114 people have been confirmed dead. Former President Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta on Thursday to surrender in his Georgia election interference case. The central U.S. entering a potentially brutal heat wave as temperatures are forecast to soar to as high as 115. Heat warnings and advisories are in place across 18 states. Cleanup efforts continue in Southern California after Tropical Storm Hillary blew through. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Consider that the courts don't want Trump presenting evidence in his case against him. They don't want him talking about his case and the court of public opinion, a former president of the United States that is without question being terrorized, being targeted by the very government that he used to represent. And they don't want him to state his case. That should tell you almost everything you need to know about this stuff. Then I want you to consider everything that they're trying to do to stop this man. I want to play a clip of Marjorie Taylor Greene. She was on Maria Bartiromo's show, and she's talking about all the indictments. And by the way, at this point, you have to know the indictments are frivolous. I think the majority of America, you know what I find when I travel, not only here, but internationally, when we were talking about Trump, even people internationally go, what a joke. That he's done nothing. There are people that were in Geneva. There were people that were in Zurich. There were people that were, you know, I didn't talk to many people in Spain. I was pretty exhausted there. But in Switzerland, almost universally, they go, Trump's being railroaded. They see it. On the way over in New York and London, by the way, I was in London on the way over. I'm just telling you, having a conversation. People are like, oh, so your president, your former president, he's being somewhat, I forget the word they use. But I mean, just strike up conversations. You got time. You're sitting in a airport and you strike up, whatever. You know how it works. So people realize it. But anyway, I want to play this clip. Marjorie Taylor, before I do that, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So I want to play this clip of Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she's essentially laying out the strategy, and she said what was going to happen beforehand, so that's what they're kind of covering here, and it certainly came out to happen. And here's what their strategy is for Trump.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, it's incredible to me that President Trump is still the outsized winner in terms of the GOP primary, so much further ahead than anyone else. And yet you told us 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago when you joined me here that Georgia was about to indict him. That's exactly how it played out. That is a fourth indictment. And now we're wondering if Arizona is next. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm sure Arizona is next. And just as Stephen Miller laid out, this is a conspiracy, a grand conspiracy by the Democrat Party to use the justice system at the federal level, but also in the states, using these state DAs, like in Georgia, Fani Willis. They'll use Arizona's, they're using New York's, and they're using this giant collaboration basically to affect the 2024 election. But Maria, let me tell you something. Americans are not going to have it. This election is not going to be swayed by indictments against President Trump that are really pure communism in America today. This election is going to be swayed with gas prices, food prices, inflation, and security. Americans want $1.75 gas back like we had in Georgia in November of 2020. Single moms can't afford cereal and bread to make their kids' sandwiches as they go back to school because of inflation and food prices. Americans want secure city streets. Americans want a secure border. And Americans don't want to be dragged off into another decades-long foreign war defending another border that's not our own. Americans see through this exactly for what it is. This is an attempt to steal the 2024 election from Donald Trump by trying to put him in jail, and they are overwhelmingly going to elect him in the Republican primary, and I'll argue that he will win the general election.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I agree with her. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene's spot on. But here's my question to you. Are you asking these questions? Are you talking to people about it? Are you of a mindset that people are going, this is the biggest railroad? I can't look. I get their ideologues on both sides of things. I'm not approaching this from an ideologue point of view. I'm approaching this from a common sense point of view. I will tell you, I don't care who the candidate is. If they were, this was being done by this government, I would say we got to teach this government a lesson. We've got to make the people behind this understand that we see what you're doing. And it's funny. I don't know if she touched on it much. I wasn't paying attention during the replay there. But what the government is doing is racketeering. This is an orchestrated effort, state by state by state, battleground state, to say, go after Trump. But it's also, think about the bigger picture. If you can't dispute an election, if just merely saying, look, I don't think that this was fair, is enough to get you in prison, what can you do? There's a video circulating. I don't know if you guys have seen it. They show all these losers that lost for the presidency going back decades saying, you know, I want to make sure there's a smooth transition of power. And they start out with Hillary Clinton and they go backwards from there. Every loser, Al Gore, you know, Hubert Humphrey, I mean, you name it, every single one of them. And you know where they end the video is Trump saying, I don't think the election was fair. As if he's the only one who didn't allow for a peaceful transition of power. Now, I want you to understand this. Hillary Clinton vowed that she was going to help Donald Trump in his transition. Do you think that happened? I mean, not in his transition, but in that I'm going to support him. I lost, he won, I'm going to support him. This is a woman, and by the way, the video begins with her. This is a woman who did everything she could, lied about Trump, said he was part of Russian collusion, and was part of a cabal. It included the DNC, the DOJ, a host of the FISA courts, the media, social media. But they begin the video that in the end criticizes Trump as the one guy that says, I don't think my election was fair. It floors me. This is how leftism works. But now I want to pose another question to you. Try to imagine a nation who backed one of its greatest presidents ever. Outside of COVID, Donald Trump was a rock star. Imagine a media who didn't print lies about Trump, but instead actually printed the truth. I'll give you an example. They used the COVID and they with the layoffs and everything when they shut down the government to make Trump look like his growth numbers for the economy were horrible. If you look at it on paper, Donald Trump looks like a terrible president because of COVID. Then Joe Biden comes in He opens the nation back up, returns all the pre-COVID jobs, and it looks like he's, as he likes to say, I brought 11.5 million jobs. No, he didn't. He let 11.5 million people go back to work. He hasn't grown the economy. He hasn't grown the stock market. I've talked about it a little bit the other day. So, but think about it. On paper, the Democrats can go, oh, look at what we did, Joe Biden did versus Donald Trump. Now, in reality, you know how it is. Marjorie Taylor Greene went on to talk about $1.75. Well, she talked about $1.75 gas. She talked about food prices that people could afford. You know, moms that can't feed their kids now under Biden. But on paper, Biden looks like a god. And that's the way the Democrats judge. It's not about the reality of it. It's about the perception. Look at what we did on paper, Joe Biden compared to Donald Trump. Well, if you allow history to write it that way, it'll certainly look that way outside of the stock market. But Donald Trump's, and they always say, the stock market is not an indicator. I'll be doggone if it isn't. Except with the exception of Barack Obama, the stock market is an indicator. Obama bought his stock market. Trump earned his. And during that period where he kept inflation down, brought back real jobs, real opportunities to America, it was a very different world. And now they're spinning Bidenomics as some beautiful thing that happened. Bidenomics is Bidenflation. And it is not impacting anybody positively. So I want to go back to what I ask you. Imagine if they told you the truth and said, you know what, let's be honest, under Trump, we feasted. And you know what, we feasted, and while we were feasting, we were beating the crap out of him. We were piling on him, and he carried the weight of all the things that we were trying to get him. He carried that weight while he was still performing like a rock star. I'll get more into this in a bit as to why do they not want him to be successful. But, and what if the media printed the truth about him and the states and other major cities worked to implement ideas that Trump proposed that worked? Because he proved it. When Trump took all this onerous stuff for the EPA and stuff out of what was breaking the backs of companies. These people were giving bonuses, raising the minimum wage, all the things that the AOCs of the world were like, we have to demand that we have more, raise our minimum wage and all this. And Trump's going, you don't have to demand anything. How about you do this? You create an economy where they can do it and they want to do it. And that's what he did. I want you to understand that these people intentionally implemented COVID, brought in COVID to destroy Trump's economy and things that were working. Ask yourself, why didn't they implement his programs across the country? Why did they work so hard against Trump? We'll answer that question when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Imagine how Joe Biden would be perceived if the media told the truth about him. That's a pretty powerful question, isn't it? What? How would he be perceived if the media said to you, Joe Biden's a pathological liar, is now, and has always been. Joe Biden does not have all of his faculties. He only works 2 hours a day, blah, blah, blah. And be thankful for that. Joe Biden is feeble. He's not physically or mentally fit to be president. He's corrupt. He's allowed his son to be even more corrupt. And he's compromised. What if they said he doesn't even run the country? Joe Biden is pretty much just a signatory for the people that are actually that got him elected. Joe Biden does not believe for 1 second he is a legitimate president of the United States. He knows he did not get 81 million votes, but he walks around acting as if he did because he lives in that delusional world of a pathological liar. What if they told you any part of that? Which all, by the way, is true. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here delivering the news, the opinion about what's going on in the world. I shouldn't say news, but it's opinions about what's going on in the world, imposing things for you, to you so you could think of it differently. And hopefully I'm doing that. I'm creating something inside of you that says, I wonder if, I wonder what. And you start asking yourself some of these questions, you know, how do I deal with it? How do I deal with the naysayers? How do I deal with the people that think I'm an idiot or I've done something or whatever? How do I deal with this? How do I deal with all the day-to-day issues when people go, oh, Donald Trump did this, and you can push back easily? And I gave you the answer earlier. I said there's three things that you must do when you have conviction of ideas. Three things that you have to believe. The first thing is, folks, you got to have the truth on your side. You got to have the truth. The second thing is, keep that truth simple. It's there's a saying, when you're an expert at something, you can explain it easily. It isn't like, let me think about it a bit. If somebody says, how do you fix the carburetor? First of all, you take off the manifold. Listen to some old guy tell you what to do. Listen to your grandma or your grandpa tell you something. My great-great-grandpa, God love him, Papa. Oh, my gosh. Best advice he ever gave me. Y'all laugh, but it's true. And it's so simple. It's so crazy, but it's true. He said, Buck, if a woman offers you a breath mint, take it. That is so true. And you know what's fun about that statement? It wraps up so much more in its simplicity if you decide you want to think about it. I'll give you an example. I don't care what's coming out of your mouth. You could be the most eloquent dude on the planet. If it's coming out in stank breath, she wants nothing to do with it. Elvis Presley, in his prime, in the 1950s, could have been hitting on a woman, and if his breath stunk, it's a turnoff, right? So I'm just telling you, in these little statements is so much wisdom, and in your statements of truth, it's so much wisdom when you keep it simple. And the final point, I said it earlier, is stick to your guns. Don't let anybody sway you. Well, what about this? What do you mean, what about this? I just said it simply. I tell you what, give me your explanation. They say right now 41% of the people like Joe Biden. Okay, explain that to me. How's that possible? How can 41% of the people like a dude who has ruined the economy? Their gas prices are almost three times what they were before. Food prices are at least double. Their salaries are not keeping up anywhere close to inflation. Their rents are too high. They don't feel safer. I could go on. Explain to me how 41% of the people really like that. You know, are you? Because if the media was reporting the truth, do you honestly believe that 41% of the people would like Joe Biden? If you're not in the propaganda market, which, by the way, is what the media is involved in, how do you reconcile that? Well, I don't think they can. I think it's all lies. I don't think it is. I know it is. I've become such an expert in the media side of these things. I just can tell you, I know they are lies. Trump's I said to you guys before, if Trump were reported fairly in the news media, he'd be in the 70% approval rating easily for Republicans. He'd probably be in the 90% rating for Republicans and 70% across the board. And his biggest surprise when he went to government was that the Uniparty didn't like success. Donald Trump went into the Oval Office with the idea of, I know how to win. I know how to get things done. And you go look at the things that he accomplished. You don't need any revisionist history on what he did. Go look at what he did. Objectively, there's a whole list of them. We have them where you've gone through them, and you can take out the fluff if you want. If it doesn't mean anything to you that he moved the consulate or whatever from Jerusalem to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv or wherever, that doesn't mean anything to you, fine. It doesn't mean anything to you that he brought essentially the two Koreas together, fine. If it doesn't mean anything to you that he got the Arabs and the Israelis communicating with each other and effectively brought the closest thing to the peace in the Middle East that we've had in any of our lifetimes, then fine, I get it. Those aren't things that matter to you. But for the things that do matter, when Barack Obama said, what's he going to do? Wave the magic wand? And bringing back manufacturing to America. And that's what he did. And all the other things that we talk. I mean, go down the list. And you can throw the ones out you don't like. But I promise you, in that list of well over 100 accomplishments, more than that, I promise you, you're going to keep a lot of them. And they're going to be promises kept. Promises kept. And you know what Trump called it? He called it winning. And I know he thought, look, no matter what these people think of me right now, when I get in there and I prove my results as a business person, when I run America as a business, they're going to like what they see. Because Trump, his results put people over politics. He cared about people, not politicians, not, you know, he understands the politics of it because he dealt with it. He thought, though, when I get these people what they're looking for, and it forces these politicians to take a different look at their and what they were doing, how they were legislating. In other words, you can't kick the can down the road anymore. We're going to start solving the nation's problems. They went after him like you wouldn't believe. Trump actually became president to solve problems, and what he didn't realize is the amount of money there is in not solving problems. That's what he didn't realize. He didn't realize that his job was not to solve problems. His job was to figure out how to not solve problems and keep it that way, keep it status quo. And as long as, because solving problems interrupts the cash flow. It's like the jet stream or the tide, the ocean, tides, not the tides, but the ocean currents. Trump interrupted it. Now, see, in the normal world, we have a cash flow, and it flows. And if it's flowing well, almost everybody does well. This is in any country. If cash flow is flowing the way it's supposed to, everybody's doing well. You have sort of a societal balance that's created because people will say, there are people that go, I want to be a billionaire. There are people that go, you know what, I don't care about money. I just want to make an impact in people, and I'll go live in the jungle, and they'll be happy there, and it'll all balance out. And you stick a politician in the middle, and it would be like somebody saying, let politicians control the jet stream. Perfect example. You want to know why politicians want climate change? Because it allows them to control everything. They can put a barrier in the middle of the jet stream, metaphorically, and act as if they can do something about it. The science, there's no science in the world that's going to control the jet stream. The earth is going to do what it does. It's going to rotate on its axis no matter what we do, how many bombs we drop. But they act like they got all the answers. And the only reason is they don't want somebody to come in and let the world operate the way that it would operate without that interference. People grabbing money and power. And that power is to be able to influence you to do and allow them to do the things that they want to do to you. And you just shut up. That's what it's all about. And Trump interrupted that.
and they can't stand it. Negative news coverage of Trump is 90% negative news coverage of DeSantis is 78%. You think they're going to let DeSantis do any better?
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.